Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I'm still looking for Prince Charming at this age.
All right, Veronica, where are you calling me from?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, how old are you?
I will be 60 years old tomorrow, and I'm saying I'm living my best life because I hope I'm not looking 60.
She still thinks that just because she's still getting likes, I still got it. Bitch, no, you don't. Because if you got it, you would get what you want.
Oh, boy. Ma'am, you look every bit of 78. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to burst your bubble. But look, at this point, it shouldn't matter anymore. At some point, y'all gotta let the looks thing just go.
I'm sorry if my complicated life is an inconvenience to your perfect existence.
Cindy.
At some point, y'all gotta let the shallowness and the superficialness, if it ain't a word, I just made it one, you gotta just let it go. Why do you even still care at this point? Is that a nose ring? Oh, no, nah, come on. Not a nose ring at 60.
Bye, Felicia.
Okay, Veronica.
I'm in Mount Airy in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I have two adult children, a son and a daughter. 23, they're adopted. Different parents, but they're 23 years old.
Are they both 23?
Yes.
Okay, have you ever been married?
I have.
When did you get divorced?
Many years ago.
And what do you do for a living, Veronica?
I'm a nursing administrator.
A nursing administrator. And you're a Scorpio, right?
I am.
What kind of man are you trying to match with?
Well, I'd like somebody that's tall and age 55 to 62-ish.
Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing.
You better damn be kidding me. Stop playing with my emotions, Smokey. Stop playing with my emotions. She's still talking about you gotta be basketball player heighted. Why do you still care about height so much? I'm mad. I'm sad. I'm baffled. I'm confused. I'm frustrated.
I'm so fucking tired of this shit. Fuck this shit.
I'm just having a whirlwind of emotions over here. I know y'all can't see my face, you can't see my distress, but just take my word for it. She said you gotta be from 55 to 62. This woman think a 55-year-old man is checking for her. A tall, handsome, put-together 55-year-old man is checking for a 60-year-old woman.
Delusion.
A 55-year-old man with his stuff together is checking for a 35-year-old woman.
You don't know that.
But in her mind, she can really compete. Or better yet, she gonna say, I ain't competing for no man. He better just recognize my value. I'm sure she would say that. This is a real tearjerker. For one reason or another, this is a tearjerker. I'll let you decide which reason make more sense to you. It can be sad because you feel sorry for her, or it can be sad because it's just pathetic.
Both.
Both?
Both!
I want somebody too young, and I definitely don't want somebody too old.
You need to relax.
They need to be very gainfully employed.
Relax.
And I'm saying they need to be making six figures because I'm absolutely making that and then some. So I want somebody to be my financial equal. I don't need to be taken care of, and I don't want to take care of nobody.
Don't fuck with me, fellas! This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Let me touch on this real quick. If you're a woman who don't want to take care of a man, leave men alone. That's your job in a man's life is to take care of him. Not necessarily financially, but you should have the mentality that you want to take care of a man in any way possible.
Can someone help me understand?
Like, wait, what?
That's just not something a man want to hear from a woman. I ain't trying to take care of a man. Even if she is talking about finances, a man don't want to hear that sentence from a woman. It's a turnoff. And let's be very clear about this. When a woman feeling you like that, she'd do damn near anything for you, including cake you off.
What does that mean? What is
for credit?
I don't know what that means.
If a woman not willing to spend some money on you, she don't really like you like that.
So I want you to be on financially same footing. I want somebody that's outgoing, that has some varied interests other than mine. Like, I work a lot, but I want somebody that's fun, has a good sense of humor, somebody I can go to church with, somebody I can do some volunteer activities with.
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that. No.
I'm a great cook. Beside me being a nurse, I've gone to culinary school, so I can cook, hold my own. I have two dogs. They have to like animals.
God, if you listen, help! I can't take it no more.
Ma'am, if you found a man who was breathing, who was willing to be with you, you hit the jackpot. 60-year-old men ain't trying to worry about all this. Your dogs, and then I got to give to charity, and I got to do mountain climbing. No, no, and no. Then I got to be your comedian. Got to make me laugh. No.
The answer is hell no.
By the time a 60-year-old man could do all that, he's going to do it for a woman who inspires those things, if you know what I mean. Not because you demanded it.
He's absolutely right.
When a man hears a woman making demands, it makes his penis go back into his body. He doesn't want anything to do with you. He's repulsed at that point. But y'all are so clueless when it comes to what men want, because your whole life, you've just been solely focusing on what you want and what a man got to do for you. And it's sickening.
We got there early, girl. So, okay, a couple things. I think my comments are frozen today. All right, so you want the most desired man. He got to be over 6 feet, you said, right?
Preferably, yes.
Okay, he has to make $100K, nothing less.
Preferably, yes.
Also, you'll date a man that makes less than $100K?
If he's bringing something else to the table, I can take a man that's handy. If he's making less than that and he's handy, I can work with that too.
Okay.
She all about what a man could do for her. You know, she's making it very clear. If you don't make 100K, you at least gotta fix my house up, you fucking tool. She's telling you to your face, I see you as a fucking tool and a court jester. I don't love you. I probably won't like you. I'm probably gonna treat you like shit, but, you know, I'll use you when I need to use you. I know my audience can't wait for the Kendra cam. Y'all just can't wait for it.
Really, nigga?
Women just don't respect manhood at all, generally speaking. They just don't. When women get older, they see themselves as men's authority figures.
That shit is wrong. It's best wrong.
Most women I know feel like they're men's authority figure. I'm talking about my personal life. Relatives, friends, you know, friends, wives. When a woman was young and skinny or whatever, her power came from being a young, skinny, maybe attractive woman. She walked around like a god because all those men were sniffing around her box. But eventually her looks fade. So now what can she do to get attention and feel powerful? Be a huge bitch. That's how I can demand attention. And that's how I can feel powerful. Start walking around grown men and acting like I'm, you know, their dictator. That's how I can feel powerful now.
Smokers. I don't want somebody that's got a lot of medical problems because I'm very healthy. I don't work out, but I do watch what I eat. I do try to stay within a certain weight. So I don't want somebody that's terribly overweight, out of shape.
Okay, not overweight, but out of shape. Okay, now we already kind of got there, but this is the direct question. Should he look a certain way?
I'm flexible about that.
Okay, that's the dog flexible. In the background, right?
Yes. I'm going to actually go downstairs in my house so I can get away from my dogs.
Okay. How many dogs do you have?
I have two miniature poodles.
Okay.
This woman said, you can't have no health issues. Ma'am, any day now, a health issue could pop up for you. That took a lot of nerve. But I bet if something happened to you medically and you had a medical issue and you start talking to a guy you like, but then he found out you had this new medical issue and he said, no, I can't even do it. I don't want no woman with no medical issues. You would talk about how wrong he is and you would curse him to the heavens.
And then the age range was 55 to 62?
Yes.
Okay. Now, and you're 60.
I'll be 60 tomorrow, yes.
And a man that was
65? He's a young 65, sure.
You women are horrible.
And let's be very clear. This woman thinks she's better than a 70-year-old man.
Huh?
Like, in her mind, she ain't old. Yeah, she's still youthful. She young at heart. So she would look down on a 70-year-old man. Like, get his old ass out of here.
Let's do the Kendra cam. That's when you stand up and we see your full body.
Okay. Can you see me?
Yes.
Let me put...
Let's see.
Okay, no, no.
Okay, I can...
Got to know exactly who you are. Lord, have mercy. We must stay focused, brothers.
Did any of y'all change y'all mind about anything? Look, I didn't. I just didn't, because she got an ugly soul. She hasn't turned around yet, but even if she did have a fatty, I couldn't do it.
You got hips, girl. Ooh, we...
This is someone's grandmother. She's about to be 60 years old. Well, no, how old are her kids? Look, any of her relatives, they're going to be ashamed and they're going to get roasted.
Have you ever dated the man you described?
No.
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 Yeah. This, you can't make this shit up, people. You cannot make this shit up.
Most men that I have met, that I've done a lot of internet dating, and I'm pretty, you know, people say money doesn't matter and you should be looking at their heart. Yes, I want somebody with a good heart, but at the end of the day, money does matter. Bills have to be paid, mortgages have to be paid. I want to travel. And like I said, I'm not looking for a man to take care of me because I absolutely hold my own. I own my own home. I've been a nurse for 39 years. Like I said, I'm a hospital administrator.
Wow. What? Oh, my God. Word.
So I'm making my money. But do I want to take care of a man? No. So I do want him to be able to hold his own. I want somebody that can afford to take a $10,000 trip with me if that's what I want to do next year.
Lady, what? A $10,000 trip? You should be thinking about retirement. This is sickening. If you had paper like that at 60, you wouldn't even still be working. You would have retired early and then be taking $10,000 trips. But even then, it would be stupid unless you got $5-6 million stacked up. And even then, it probably would be stupid. I'm positive this woman can't afford a $10,000 trip.
You don't know that.
Based on what a financial advisor would say, I'm positive this woman can't afford it. Yeah, I really want to know what happened to her husband. She should have stayed with that ninja. She really should have stayed with him. Ain't nobody going on no trip with a 60-year-old woman. That 60-year-old man could go on that trip and hit something in the 30s. Why he gonna take some old-ass sand to the beach? If Grandpa got the money to trick, he gonna trick off on a 27-year-old. He gonna get his pickle tickled by a 27-year-old.
God, you're sick.
Giggity, giggity. Giggity, goo.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.